Arjuna Vacha, Arjuna said, Aparam Junior, Abhataha, your Janma, birth, Param superior, Janma, birth, Vivasvataha, of the Sun God, Patam, a power,
Etat, this.
Vijaniyam, shall I understand? From you, Adao, in the beginning, Proktavam, instructed, Iti, thus. Arjuna said, the sun god, Vidushan, is senior by birth to you. How am I to understand that in the beginning you instructed this science to him? Purport. Arjuna is an accepted devotee of the Lord, so how could he not believe Krishna's words? The fact is that Arjuna is not inquiring for himself, but for those who do not believe in the Supreme Personality of Godhead, or for the demons who do not like the idea that Krishna should be accepted as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. For them only, Arjuna inquires on this point, as if he were himself not aware of the Personality of Godhead or Krishna. As it will be evident from the 10th chapter, Arjuna knew it perfectly well that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the fountainhead of everything, and the last word in the transcendence. Of course, Krishna also appeared as the son of Devaki on this earth. How Krishna remained the same Supreme Personality of Godhead, the eternal original person, is very difficult for an ordinary man to understand. Therefore, to clarify this point, Arjuna put this question before Krishna so that he himself could speak authoritatively. That Krishna is the supreme authority is accepted by the whole world, not only at present, but from time immemorial. And the demons alone reject him. Anyway, since Krishna is the authority accepted by all, Arjuna put this question before him in order that Krishna would describe himself without being depicted by the demons, who always try to distort him in a way understandable to the demons and their followers. It is necessary that everyone, for his own interest, know the science of Krishna. Therefore, when Krishna himself speaks about himself, it is auspicious for all the worlds. To the demons, such explanations by Krishna himself may appear to be strange, because the demons always study Krishna from their own standpoint. But those who are devotees heartily welcome the statements of Krishna when they are spoken by Krishna himself. The devotees will always worship such authoritative statements of Krishna because they are always eager to know more and more about him. The atheists who consider Krishna an ordinary man may in this way come to know that Krishna is superhuman, that he is Satchidananda Vigraha, the eternal form of bliss and knowledge, that he is transcendental, and that he is above the domination of the modes of material nature and the influence of time and space. A devotee like Arjuna is undoubtedly above any misunderstanding of the transcendental position of Krishna. Arjuna's putting this question before the Lord is simply an attempt by the devotee to defy the atheistic attitude of persons who consider Krishna to be an ordinary human being, subject to the modes of material nature. Maybe a little higher. Yeah, that's better. Om Jnana Chimiram Hasya Jnanjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manopistam Sthapitam Jena Rupale Swayam Rupa Padamayam Tathati Shapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jatapada Kamalam Shri Gurur Vaishnavascha Shri Rupam Sakshatam Sahagana Jagannatham Itam Stam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Krishna Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanditamscha He Krishna Gurana Sindho, Dina Bandho Jagatpate, Gopesha Gopika Kanta, Radha Kanta Namostute, Tapta Kamshana Gaurangi, Radhe Vrindavaneshwari, Rishabhanu Sute Devi, Pranamami Holi Priye, Vansha Gopikarubhyascha, Kripa Sindho Kaivacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasari Gaurabhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Aparam bhavato janma phalam janma vivashvatah Katam me tad vijaniyam Pramado krotivanti Lord Krishna has said, Imam vivashvate yoga krotivanam I spoke this imperishable science of yoga to the sun god, Vibhishana. And Srila Prabhupada calculates that according to spiritual reference, that means millions and millions of years ago. Aparam bhavato janma, param janma vivashvata. Your birth was just a short while ago. And Vibhishan appeared millions of years ago. So how is it that in the beginning you spoke this science to him? That seems very strange. Sun god is an ancient historical figure, and you've recently come on the scene. So, how can I understand that you spoke this science to him originally? That's the question. And Lord Krishna will answer beginning in the next verse. But meanwhile, Srila Prabhupada makes the point that Arjuna is not doubting Krishna. He knows that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But for our benefit, he's asking this question. Because to understand Krishna is very difficult. It's impossible by the speculative process. The Lord cannot. He's avanmanasa gochara. He's above the senses and above the mind. Even through Vedic literature, it's very difficult to understand. Vedeshu gurulava. Though the by the materialistic process of objective understanding, intellectual understanding, no one will be able to understand Krishna. No one will be able to understand. The demons or the mundaners try to understand Krishna in their own way, relativizing Krishna and making him an ordinary human being. An ordinary hero of the Mahabharata, a fictional character, something other than the Supreme Personality of God. The whole point of Bhagavad Gita is to understand Krishna as the Supreme Personality of God. Yoma meva masam bhuto janati purushottama sa sarvavid. Anyone who knows Krishna to be purushottama, the Supreme Person, sa sarvavid, he knows everything. Padati mam sarvam paveshu paveshu. And therefore he engages himself in devotional service to the Lord. In all respects, or in great ecstasy, he engages in the service of the Lord. Bhavanam janmanam ante gyanavam mam prapadita. When one actually comes to the position of knowledge, after many, many births of cultivating knowledge, searching for knowledge, one understands that Krishna is everything, and one therefore surrenders to him. This is the conclusion of Bhagavad Gita. Sarva dharmam pratyaja mam ekam sharanam. But the demonic want to study Bhagavad Gita, write books on Bhagavad Gita, lecture on Bhagavad Gita, and subtract Krishna from the concluder's place as the focus of the Bhagavad Gita, as it suits their own ideas of mundane duty, religious rituals, economic development, sense gratification, and liberation, as it suits their own purposes. They want to make Bhagavad Gita a book of mundane patriotism, or altruism, or philanthropy, or humanism, or nonviolence, or something else. They don't, or impersonal speculation. They don't like the idea that Krishna is the goal of the Bhagavad Gita, or that Krishna is the goal of knowledge, Krishna is the, that the goal of life is to understand Krishna and surrender to Krishna. They don't like that. They don't, because they don't understand. Or they don't want to understand. Prabhupada asked the question someplace else, why can't they understand that Krishna is the Personality of God? And it's their stubborn obstinacy. They don't want to understand. They're envious. They don't like the idea that someone should be final authority and that they should be subservient to him. They don't like it. So they want to make everyone God, or themselves God, or some impersonal. Impersonal God means no God. If God is impersonal, then there's no final authority to whom I'm responsible. And then I can do whatever I please. Or I can also become God. I merge with that impersonal substance. And then I'm also God. But Krishna says, Brahmano hi pratishtham. I'm the source of the impersonal. I'm the basis of the impersonal Brahmano. Mata parataram nanda. Kinchidasti paramujaya. There's nothing higher than me. Hamsa Rasya Purva, everything comes from me. The whole science depends on understanding Krishna to be the source of everything. And when one understands Krishna as he is, one becomes eligible to go back to God. Janma karma cha me divyam evam yogeti tatvataha. Chatva devam punarjanma. 90, non-eighty, sorry. When one understands the science of Krishna, when one understands the transcendental nature of Krishna's activities, Krishna's birth, then one, upon giving up this body, one doesn't have to come back again when one goes back to Krishna. So Arjuna wants to illuminate the transcendental nature of Krishna's activities and Krishna's birth. Param janma, aparam janma. The question concerns Krishna's birth. It appears that Krishna is born. Although ajam manadincha, loko veti maheshu, he is the original unborn source of everything. But he appears to take birth. He's the son of Devaki. He's known to be the son of Devaki. Devaki janmanam. So he's very puzzling for the materialists. How can God, he's be an ordinary person who's born like us? That's the question. They can't understand the nature of the Supreme Person. They can't understand how he can come as if an ordinary human being and still be the Supreme Personality of God. So this science is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Janma. Krishna has his janma, his birth. But his janma is not like our janma. His janma is not like our janma. We have our birth, Krishna has his birth. But as Krishna will explain, I've had so many births and I remember them all. You've also had so many, you've forgotten them all. None of us can say, I remember all of my previous births. Can you say? I remember all of my previous births. Do you remember? But Krishna remembers all of his innumerable past appearances. Because he never changes his transcendental body. Arjuna forgets because with change of body comes forgetfulness. I don't remember my previous birth because I had a different body and now it's gone. But Krishna never changes. So Arjuna wants to illuminate all these subject matters for us so that we can understand Krishna as he is. And the demons, they'll never understand. And therefore their writings, their commentaries, their speculations should be avoided. Okay, maybe we'll stop here and see what questions there are. You have to be loud.
Yeah. Changing of body has to do with conditioned soul. Changing of the body, that has to do with the conditioned soul. Mm-hmm. When partner will die, then we change our body. Mm-hmm. Okay, and June is another associate of Krishna, and he said it's a pure devotee. So why does he change his body?
Yes, he's in the material world. He appears also to change his body by Krishna's desire. He takes the role of a human being. Krishna takes the role of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Arjuna takes the role of a human being. The human being forgets.
Now, in this Bhagavad Gita, Krishna and Arjuna, they are dialoguing. Krishna, Arjuna is there with Krishna, and Krishna is directing. So now we are fortunate to come under with this movement. So I feel that we have to come to that platform, whereby we have to go beyond just reading philosophy and I think there should be some kind of inner guidance, direction for Krishna, so that we can go beyond.
There has to be some inner, as Krishna was guiding Arjuna personally, there has to be some inner guidance from Krishna.
To increase our faith. Mm-hmm. To increase our, make our faith strong.
So our faith will be strong. That's there, Krishna says. Tesham satadhyutkanam yutam priti guru. Vadami bhuti yogam tam yena mam vyanditam. I give guidance by which he can come to me. And one is always engaged in my service. But the problem is that we're not always engaged in Krishna's service. Even if Krishna gives us guidance from within, we can't distinguish it. Someone just wrote me a letter. What was it? It was kind of... He wrote me and said that I was cursing you, please forgive me, I was cursing you, but God was telling me to do it, and anyway, now my mother has put me in a mental institution, please forgive me. So people think they're getting direction from God, but they don't know what's God's direction, what's Maya's direction, what's hallucination. Even a sincere person, he's trying to take direction from God, but he doesn't, his receptive capability is not clear. God is there within our heart, but avritam jnanamaitena jnanino nityavayu, our hearts are covered by lust, anger, greed, envy, illusion, madness. There's so much junk in our heart, anarthas. So we sometimes receive Krishna's message properly, sometimes not properly. We can rely on our ability to take direction from Krishna from within. And therefore, it's important that we receive direction from the Bhagavad Gita and from the bona fide spiritual master and from the saintly persons. That will help us. Along with inner guidance, there is a place in Bhagavad Gita as it is where Prabhupada wrote that whatever the devotee does is perfect because he was guided because his whatever he does is guided by Krishna from within. And Prabhupada added on the page groups and confirmed by the bona fide spiritual master. So that we wouldn't understand that just whatever I think Krishna is saying, that's it. Our inner guidance should be confirmed by the bona fide spiritual master or by the sadhus, so that we know, yes, this is actually so.
Well, I do have this question.
Hold on. Let's see if we finish this point before we take your next point. Is that all right?
So many directions sometimes.
I can't hear you.
So many directions sometimes from within.
Yeah, from within we get, I think I should do this, well maybe God, yeah. Maybe Krishna wants me to do this, maybe Krishna wants me to do that.
Sometimes you get a revelation that your interpretation, you interpret it in a different way. Mm-hmm. Sometimes there's some guidance that the way you interpret it different from actual
work. Yeah, you get some inspiration, but it's inspiration in the wrong direction.
Yeah. Master, since we are trying, we desire to be pure, we desire to be with Krishna. Sometimes material or sometimes a prisoner in prison, sometimes the government gives some amnesty. Sometimes Krishna gives amnesty. The government gives amnesty.
Amnesty.
The prisoner in the prison. Since we've been crying to Krishna, begging, Krishna can't give us amnesty, but
we have to be, Rupa Goswami says, enthusiastic and determined and patient also. Krishna says, I give amnesty. But we can't demand instant amnesty. We have to be patient in serving Krishna. And then,
I do ask this question. The Lord answered in the next verse that many verse, Krishna and Arjuna fast, and that no one can remember not there. But Arjuna cannot. So, and you are made to understand that Arjuna is an eternal companion of Krishna. So my question is, why is it that Arjuna is forgetful?
Isn't that the same question that was just
asked? Yeah.
Does someone want to repeat the answer? Krishna doesn't?
He has form in the spiritual world.
Says Krishna have form in the spiritual world?
He has form to be related to him, but
does Krishna have form in Goloka Vrindavan? He must have form.
I
couldn't hear any of the...
And
the Bhagavatam had said that he has...
I have a Mala Bhakti Das, he does a narration, and they're saying something like, he has form so we can relate to him, but...
Form?
He has a form so we can relate to him.
Krishna has form so we can relate to him.
Does he have form in the spiritual world?
Yeah, this is... Krishna's form is eternal. Satchidananda, Satchidananda Vigraha. It's eternal form. It's not that Krishna only displays a form in the material world, but then in the spiritual world, there's formlessness. The form is eternal and the form is original. Otherwise, in the spiritual world, there'd be no activities. There'd be no exchanges. There'd be no love. There'd be nothing.
But is it form like ours?
No. In this material world, Krishna's form is not like yours, and in the spiritual world, it's not like yours. Your form is... Your form is made of blood, bones, and other things that we wouldn't mention. Krishna's body is not like that. Asnaviram shudhamapapadi. Krishna's form is not a mechanical contraption. Our form is a machine made of the material energy. Yantra Rutani Maya. Krishna's form is a manifestation of his eternal self. So, therefore, Krishna says, therefore this question arises. I thought that the sun god was born before you were. How could you have spoken this science to him? You were just recently born. And Krishna says, no, my birth is transcendental. That means his birth is transcendental, his death is transcendental, his life is transcendental, his form is transcendental. Everything about Krishna is transcendental, but it comes into our vision for a short time and then disappears. But it's always there. Ajopi samudaya. All these things will be elaborately explained in this chapter. Krishna is not a projection from something impersonal. It's not that there's what is that in the Bhagavad Gita? Avyaktam vyaktimapannam manyante mahabhuti. It's not that originally there's an impersonal substance and from that God takes form. And then when you go back to the original source, there's formlessness. That's the conclusion of the Mayavadis. But we understand that the origin is that Krishna's transcendental form is the origin of everything. The impersonal Brahma is resting on his eternal form. But his form and our form are different. Your form is perishable. At the end, they'll throw it in the fire and it will burn to ashes. Krishna's form is ever existing. There's two things. There's material form and then there's spiritual form. The Mayavadis think that the opposite of material form is no form. But the Vaishnavas understand that the opposite of material form is spiritual form. Sometimes it's said God has no form. That means no material form. Is that okay? Anything else? Yes.
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Hare Krishna. You started out good and loud, but now you faded out.
You talk about Maharajis.
Loud. You're such a big man, you should have a big voice. You're such a big man, you should have a big voice.
It's true, Maharaj. You talk about Mahavadis.
Yes,
those
there we go.
Those who know about Krishna, and they don't list about Krishna, you go and talk about Krishna, but they say, no. And somehow, Krishna always have mercy on them. Krishna have mercy on them. When it comes to problem, what things is changing? Then come to devotees, you know, Krishna chastise. You know, Krishna have mercy, chastise you. And those Mahavadis, Krishna chastise, he have mercy on them. So what is the difference between the chastise and the mercy? The mercy go to the Mahavadis. And what the chastise may go to the devotees. Don't you think there's policy in that place?
What he's trying to say, in essence, is Mayavadis, the impersonalists, seemingly seem to get the better side of Krishna. According to him, they are not chastised when he misbehaves. But on the other hand, devotees get chastised when he misbehaves. So he's saying
Mayavadis don't get chastised?
According to him.
Why do you say that?
I was asking, why do you say?
Yes, some of them, they get the message from Krishna.
They get the message from Krishna, but they don't get it. Krishna is giving his message in Bhagavad Gita, but they don't get it. Krishna says, I'm the Supreme Person, surrender to me, serve me, but they don't get it. Maham prakasha sarvasya yoga maya samhavita. For the impersonalists, Krishna is covered by his yoga maya. And therefore they can't understand it. They're chastised by their own choice. they choose to ignore Krishna. Abhijananti Mahamudha Manasham Tanamashu. They think that he's an ordinary man, so they give, or an extraordinary man, so they give importance to the impersonal Brahmajyoti. And in that way, they exclude themselves from the privilege of taking part in Krishna's pastimes. They exclude themselves from realizing their own eternal personal identity. So they're chastised heavily. Their chastisement is that they have to float in the Brahmajyoti. Instead of, you know, just kind of like there's a big party going on and you have to stand outside. You're excluded. You can't take part. The Mayavadis can't take part in Krishna's pastimes because they've excluded themselves. Even if they succeed in what they're shooting for, what they're shooting for is spiritual suicide. They're shooting for the annihilation of their own identities. So they may be granted temporary dissolving of their personal existence. That in itself is a chastisement. Maybe from the material point of view, it's liberation. But that liberation, it's like being in the hospital. You're sick, and your liberation is that now you're no longer sick, but you're still lying in bed. That's not liberation. Liberation is when you resume your activities. So the Mayavadis get free from material activities, but they can't take up spiritual activities because they deny the reality of those activities. They deny the personality of Godhead, they deny his form, they deny his name, they deny his activities. They think these are all something external, something just outside the absolute. They think these have something to do with mundane duality. And therefore they can't take part. So they're heavily chastised. Whereas the devotees get to enter into the spiritual world and become Krishna's friend, Krishna's parent, and Krishna's lover. And in this life, the Mayavadis are chastised because they can't relish Krishna's activities. All they get is a humbhavasmi, a humbhavasmi, they don't get Krishna's, the nectar of Krishna's personal activities. Sometimes, of course, even Mayavadis try to relish Krishna's activities, but they can't relish it properly because they don't understand Krishna. Is that okay?